This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an artist called Max.
Max?
Mm-hmm.
Stupid in love. Okay, well, some people who get into love are stupid because of the people that they love as much as anything else. It's Valentine's Day. Hello. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Valentine's Day love stuff. The city of Verona in Italy, where Shakespeare's lovers Romeo and Juliet lived. Yes, the scene is the post office in Verona that gets 1,000 letters addressed to Juliet every Valentine's Day. Yeah. I mean, think about this. The poem was like set back in the, 1400s or something? And it was very romantic, and there have been movies, certainly all that kind of stuff. Valentine's Day. It was the custom for young men and women to draw names from a bowl to see who their valentines would be. They would then wear the names on their sleeves for a week. And that's where the phrase, to wear your heart on your sleeve, came from. Do you know that?
Interesting.
Yeah. 64% of men in our country do not make plans in advance for Valentine's Day. Duh. Really? Why do you think all the stores would be sold out of flowers today? Okay, fellas, nice job. Chocolate manufacturers.
It's not located. Just the fellas, though. We can't be too harsh on the men, because I have been that woman who, I've been that person who goes to the store to get a card on the day of Valentine's Day because I forgot to get one earlier, and there are just as many women there as there are men.
Well, there you go. All right, I should have put this in the food, farm, and family department, but I did not. So how many boxes of chocolate will be sold for Valentine's Day today, do you think? You want to take a guess?
2.4 million.
Boxes? Yeah, no, that's a little stiff. 36 million boxes of chocolate sold for Valentine's Day this year, according to the Hershey's Chocolate Company, anyway. This is the fourth, big sales of chocolate. Four of them cross the year, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, and Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. American men spend twice what their wives do, so this is no news either, for Valentine's Day things. Let's see here. A large majority of those planning to give a gift are purchasing these gifts in stores versus online. That's kind of nice. I feel like I'm doing the Tonight Show. This is when Johnny and Ed are visiting, and he's going through a bunch of stuff that people don't know or ought to know about a particular day or a particular item, and that's what I'm doing here. The majority of gifts that are given on Valentine's Day are under $50. Let's see, 1 in 4 Americans go out to dinner. Wow, that's a lot. 30% of Americans plan to celebrate the day other than on the 14th, because there are too many people. It's like this weekend, last weekend.
Yeah.
The number of married people who make it a point to kiss their spouse every day before they leave the house, 76% of married people kiss their spouse before they go to work.
Oh, that's sweet.
80. Yeah. 80% believe their spouses are great kissers. You a good kisser, Jay?
I enjoy kissing myself, sure. I'm the best.
Yeah. Good for you. Congratulations. James Collins is the fellow in the studio, in our main studio in Dallas. You a good kisser?
I've been told.
Really? By whom? Do we need to know more about this?
We'll say my girlfriend. Yeah, we'll say she said. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Okay, but what would happen realistically if she was like, if she were to be like, James, you are awful?
I wouldn't do my best.
Does anybody ever tell anybody if they actually are an awful kisser?
I told a woman that once.
How did that work out, Doug?
I think that was the last time I saw her.
Huh.
That makes sense, yeah.
Remember?
So you never let her try again?
Nope. 7 out of 10 Americans close their eyes when they kiss.
Okay.
I don't know. I used to peek. About you? Would you peek?
Can you imagine if you are a closed-eye person and you open your eyes and the person's just staring at you wide-eyed?
Staring at you, right. 35% of people in this survey said the best kiss of their lives made their knees weak. 33% they heard fireworks going off.
Aw, yep. that's sweet.
Cool. Yeah. 41% of us got our first kiss when we were 13 years old. I sure as hell didn't. Did you?
Huh? No.
Little young teenagers? Wow. A passionate kiss burns up to 12 calories. There you go. Longest kiss on record was 17 days.
Oh, my goodness. How many calories
that.
Did they burn?
I don't know. Think about that. 12 calories in one kiss. They were kissing for 17 days?
When did they use the restroom?
God knows. Yeah, that's a great question, isn't it, huh? Yep. Here's a poem. Ah, love. What we all long for, what we all dream of, what we read books about, what we go to movies to see, what we listen to musicians to sing. Does it make the world go round? It certainly makes us all nuts. That's very true. Right? Think about that. How many people are single right now and are not paying any attention to me whatsoever because they don't give a you-know-what? Maybe I should move on. I was thinking about that a little bit. Right? Remember that song, What is Love? 5 foot of heaven in a ponytail. What's the proper age to get married, do you think?
Oh, see, I feel like there's an exception to every rule. Some people are more mature ahead of time, and they might be at a proper age where other people were not. I don't believe I was mature enough to get married, and I was 27 or 28, something like that. And then other people maybe shouldn't even be married at 34 because then they would get divorced 6 months later because they were not in the mindset to get married. I don't know if there's the right age. You, Doug, what do you say?
I don't, well, I told my children, based on my relationship with their mother, that they ought to wait till they're 30 to even think about getting married. And Megan and Brendan both did that. And they ought to be with they ought to live with the person they're going to marry for at least a year before they marry him. Because how do you know? You don't know anybody until you live with them. Absolutely believe that 100%. So they did that, and I said to Megan, you know, you ought to wait two or three years before you have a baby. And she did that, too. So, there you go. And Brendan...
Oh, she listened to you. A very obedient daughter.
No, she's not very obedient. the last word you would ever use from Megan Stephan is that she's obedient. And she not to be. You know, she says to me all the time when we get into an altercation, about just a disagreement about something, she'll look at me and she has this look that's unmatched by anybody in the world that I've ever known. She'll look at me and she'll say, Dad, remember what you said to us when we were teenagers? Learn how to think for yourself. So I think for myself. You told me. You taught us to think for ourselves. So
and
don't give me anything.
And then when it hit you in the butt during her teenage years.
Oh, boy, did it. So there are. This is a assignment that was given to youngsters between the ages of 5 and 10. And so here's the first question. What do most people do on a date? And here's Michael 9, who writes, on the first date, they just tell each other lies, and they usually get them interested enough to go for a second date.
Whoa.
Nine years old? Yeah. Here's a 10-year-old who answers the question, when is it okay to kiss? As a fellow Jim 10 said, you should never kiss a girl unless you have enough bucks to buy her a big ring and own her VCR. Because she'll want to have videos of the wedding. There you go. Seriously, how long ago this was done. Let's see here. What's falling in love like? Roger writes back, like an avalanche where you have to run for your life. Okay. What role does good looks play in love? Gene says, if you want to be loved by somebody who isn't already in your family, it doesn't hurt to be beautiful.
Right? But if you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
Never make a pretty woman your wife. That's very true. If you want to be happy. That'd be a good song to play, James, for our Valentine's, for all the sweethearts out there. So how many people today will get breakfast in bed? You want to make your sweetheart a favorite meal for breakfast? What's her favorite breakfast? Hopefully you know that, right?
And can you make it? Do you have the cooking skills to do it?
Mm-hmm. How many people dedicate a favorite song? I remember when I was, when Tony and I were dating, we met, this was, we were married already. I'm trying to think, because I was, on the day we got married, I was on the air, on the radio station, and my program was on in the morning. I was most of my career on the radio had been on in the morning. So I was on the radio station in the morning from 6 to 10. And I dedicated, at that time, it was 1971, so I was still a disc jockey. I was playing music, and so I played all the music. I threw the format out the window, and I devoted the whole program to her. Everybody thought it was so... Well, they had two thoughts. One, you're working on your wedding day, number one. Obviously, they didn't know me very well because that was very typical of me and still is. And number two, you're going to give the whole program over to your wife. And I said, yeah. So it was all romantic stuff. It was very sweet. Yeah, I thought it was sweet. And so did she. She thought it was very sweet. I didn't know she was getting better. And she got her, she had one of those beehive hairdos when she got married. And you look back on those things now and you think, good God, why did anybody wear those? Right?
Well, yeah, and they were all the rage. And when something is in style, it's just one of those, you know, everybody loves it. But how are you not supposed to work on your wedding day? It's not like you were going to be able to spend it with your bride-to-be. She's doing
exactly.
other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Make that money.
You know, the best thing to do, ladies, is write I love you on the mirror in the bathroom. Do that today. See how far that gets you. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in/promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Wednesday the 14th. This is another social media exploratory view of what's trending, and in the celebrity news department, Mavis Staples is trending because she's going to have her 85th birthday soon. She's going to perform a concert and have some pretty important stars on the dais with her. She's fabulous as far as I'm concerned. Mavis Staples, so we'll get to that in a moment. This portion of the program sponsored by Progressive Insurance. So the message here is clear. If you're looking for a career, you're want to have flexible hours, let's say. Obviously, we all want great pay and benefits, right? So if all those things are checked off in your box, go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Oh my God, I love this song. Crank this puppy up, please. Mavis and the Staples Singers.
Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no
this is good stuff. So Mavis is 85 years old. She's still on the road. God love her. And she's going to have a big all-star birthday party in L.A. And she's going to hit the stage with Chris Stapleton. Jackson Brown, Nora Jones, Grace Potter, Michael McDonald, Nathaniel Ratliff. Is that how you pronounce his name? Ratliff?
I
never
pronounce
his name.
Taj
Mahal.
Stellar.
Ah, that's going to be a
great
time.
I think Hozier's going to be there. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Taj Mahal, one of the sort of almost an offspring of the Staple Singers. Mavis is the mother. She got her kids, and it just has been for years and years and years. I think she won a Grammy for an album called You're Not Alone back in 2010. And then she had a 2017 album, If All I Was Black, and she got a Grammy for that as well. She has gone to, apparently the YouTube Theater in Inglewood, which is over near the new stadium, is going to be the place. I think she lives in Inglewood, as a matter of fact. She was born in Chicago, then in the 60s, the stuff that was coming out of the Staple Singers was legend, man. It really was. She got the Recording Academy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005, went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999, and she said she's looking forward to celebrating with my friends. And the concert, you can, I guess, where is it being, is going to be played where? Is this a streaming thing, or is it going to be live somewhere?
Not yet, but it will be.
Yeah, certainly. All right, so happy birthday, Mavis Staples here on Good Day at 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Biller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A congressional seat once held by embattled Republican politician George Santos will now be taken by a Democrat. Laura Winters has that story.
Former Democrat Congressman Tom Suozzi wins the special election in House District 3.
Let's send a message to our friends running the Congress these days. Stop running around for Trump.
The split in the House, now 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats, with the addition of Suozzi. I'm Laura Winters.
A space rocket launching this week is going to be wrapped up with ordinary jacket insulation. It's part of a new technological partnership between Columbia Sportswear and the lunar company Intuitive Machines. Columbia CEO Tim Boyle on with Fox Business.
And this is going to be a fairly interesting and really important opportunity to study space and study the moon.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
My name is Lana Stefan Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
You're not perfect, sport. Let me save you the suspense. This girl you met, she isn't perfect either. But the question is whether or not you're perfect for each other. That's the whole deal. That's what intimacy is all about. Now, you can know everything in the world, sport, but the only way you're finding out that one is by giving it a shot.
That's very true. Good Will Hunting. Words to live by, if you will, on Valentine's Day, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, the oldest love poem in the world, discovered in Mesopotamia, 4,000 years old, on a tablet. This is something that was written in cuneiform. Some people pronounce it cuneiform, C-U-N-E-I-F-O-R-M, early writing. This thing was discovered. It's called the Love Song for Shu Sin. The poem expresses affection between two people, the goddess of love and this fellow Shu Sin. He was the king of a Mesopotamian city. So this was uncovered by some archaeological diggers in the late 19th century. And so after they finished translating it in 1951, by the time they got it deciphered, and it was thought to be the most romantic expression, this fellow symbolically married the goddess to ensure prosperity and bountiful harvests. All right? So you know about the the first love poem. Did you ever write a poem to a guy, Jay?
No, not to a guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. I mean, when you started to say, have you ever written a poem, I was about to say yes, and you're like, to a guy. And no, I've never written a poem for anybody. I've written poems plenty of times, but nope, never for somebody.
You were telling me earlier that you were a Lutheran, and I didn't know that, but I am interested in how it affects Ash Wednesday celebrations. Today not only is Valentine's Day, but it's interesting, coincidental that it's Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season for those who celebrate April Easter. Back in 1500, Martin Luther specified that although it's a good thing to repress the body's urges, one should never fast to curry favor with God or the church. That was kind of interesting.
And that's why people always say Lutherans are, it's the religion for sinners.
Right. All people are accepted. Well, but aren't you all supposed, isn't that what, is God forgives, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing is all about, yeah.
Yeah, but you do things because it's good or it's because it's right to do, not in order to gain favor with God and not because of fear of God.
Mm-hmm. No. There's no. The problem is that too much of religion, especially the Catholic Church, was based on fear. And no, that's not. God's not about that. As far as I'm concerned, right? The God that I am connected to or feel connected to is not about fear at all, or anger, or retribution, or any of those things. This changes the mood quickly. Five people were injured, and the driver of a car that crashed into the Austin Hospital's emergency room is dead. Five people injured. This is something, another crazy person, guy was extricated from the crash. This was last night at the Austin Hospital. The chief medical officer of the hospital said the driver was killed instantly. Four victims went into the hospital. There was a child in critical condition last night. I'm not sure what the status of that person is. So they're trying to figure out all these people that were involved. It wasn't a threat to the general public. It was just the people that were there. Apparently, this guy targeted the hospital. Somebody that was in the hospital said it was like an explosion, a lot of screaming and smoke and that sort of thing. The damage to the building wasn't serious. The hospital's still operating, but it's developing, and they don't really know why this guy did it. So anyway, those people who follow that sort of thing, there you go. Here's the story of a couple that met in an orphanage. This is a very romantic story. The couple met when they were both in an orphanage. They fell in love when they were teenagers, and now they're great-grandparents. Peggy Griffin is 88. She still remembers the first time she saw her husband. She was 10 years old on the playground at the North Carolina orphanage where she grew up. She says, I remember the day so well. I thought he was the cutest thing I'd ever seen. Isn't that sweet?
That is so sweet.
Billy Griffin, who's 89, on September 2nd, 1946, he went to the Methodist orphanage. When she was on a swing, he said, went out into the playground, and she said to him, I'm going to marry that guy, Hugh, someday. They both lost their fathers when they were young. They were sent with their siblings to live at the orphanage. Isn't that awful? I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. My father was an orphan, and I couldn't imagine, you know, what it what it does to you as much as anything else.
Yeah, and then especially once you, you age out and if you don't have anybody.
Yep. Tough stuff. Speaking of tough stuff, the problem of human trafficking is still very much on our mind, as well it should be. Because of the fiasco on the border, I'm reminded again of the attempt, well, I guess more than an attempt, earlier this week, I think it was Monday, the Republicans tried to impeach Mr. Mayorkas. They weren't successful, but yesterday they did it again. They took it to a vote, and he was impeached. Not that that's going to do anything, but because he's done such a bad job, one of the reasons, there are many reasons for the human trafficking problems that we have in our country and all around the world, frankly, but that's one of the indices of the problem. The Department of Homeland Security, under his leadership, has created an awareness campaign, though, for human trafficking. And so this audio that you're about to hear is sort of addressing the problem as they see fit.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and fees extra.
9:43 half the hour now here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Uri Geller, who joins us from his home in Israel. We were just talking about the impact of people who are of Jewish descent that live in various places around the world. I use America as an example. With all the trouble, all the things going on in Israel, there are those who feel very closely connected in Europe and America to Israel, so much so that young men are quitting their jobs here and going over to Israel to join the army. How much of a factor, you were in the army back in the 60s, how much of a factor is that now, Uri?
Well, this is massively important also from ideological reasons. Soldiers who quit their jobs in America or England or anywhere in Germany around the world and come to Israel, they are actually called lone soldiers, L-O-N-E, because their parents are not here with them. And we give tons of respect to lone soldiers. I opened my museum to lone soldiers free of charge. And because they left everything, they don't know, not necessarily, they know Hebrew. So they learn Hebrew here, they join the army. Unbelievable. There were, sadly and tragically, quite a few lone soldiers who were killed in this war right now, both in the south and in the north. And they, most of them join combat units, commando units, because they want to be fighters. So this is important for Israel, and that's why we adore and we love lone soldiers who come all the way from anywhere around the world. And there are lots of women, by the way, who come. Women. You know, we have lots of women fighters. Just Google Israeli women fighters. You'll see them all dressed up in their combat unit and your combat uniform. Unbelievable. And they're in Gaza with machine guns on them, helmets, and they also fight. And today, as you said, is Valentine's Day. You know that most people don't even know where Valentine comes from. Did you know that there was a guy called Christian Valentine whose name is actually being honored? That's why it's called Valentine's Day. And it's really also known as Saint Valentine's Day, or the Feast of Saint Valentine's. And it's basically celebrated annually on February the 14th. And it originated as a Christian feast day. So there you go. Now you know why there is Valentine's Day. And, of course, it's a money-making machine, too. Millions of little gifts were bought yesterday by husbands and by lovers who give it to their wives, and wives give it to their husbands, and so on. So there you go. But in Israel, really, Valentine's Day is kind of unknown. But since we are so westernized, you know, even Israelis send Valentine to their...
That's what I wondered. Yeah. I wondered about that.
Do you? So let me ask you this question. Wait. I'm asking, who did you send the Valentine card? Of course, you did it by internet. So who did you send the card to?
I actually didn't send any Valentines. Normally,
what?
I don't have, what? There's no woman. I don't have a woman in my life, so I didn't send any Valentine's Day cards. And I was with my family for the past weekend, so the loves and the kisses and the hugs all expressed, not necessarily because of Valentine's Day. I think, though, I can remember when I was younger. I can remember when my children were young. My daughter would send me Valentine's cards, or she'd make one up for me.
Yeah.
But I think it's almost, I don't want to say worn out, but it's become so commercialized here that it doesn't have the same meaning. Do you think that's true?
But promise me that at the end of this conversation, or when you finish the program, send one to your daughter.
Yes, I will do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's always amazing to be with you. Next week, I will tell you something that will shock all your viewers, so we'll keep that for next week, okay?
Shocking. Uri Geller, the shocker. All right, Uri, take good care. Be safe over there. Uri Geller comes to us each week. Our conversation originates going back many, many years. Uri and I have been friends for 30 years. He's got such fascinating stories to tell and always is the great motivator. So we thank him for that because we need as much good motivation as we can get. I'm going to now motivate you, hopefully, to go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of some of the overstock that they have. We all know there was a lot of controversy around MyPillow and its founder, and so a lot of things got put on the shelf, if you will. Now they're back, encouraging you to go to MyPillow.com, look at all the things that they have in the new catalog. New flannel sheets are there, the new MyPillow 2.0. Get 50% off on those. Also, the six-pack towel set, that's only $29.98. That's about half price. And free shipping, too, on everything that you get, everything, with the promo code DS at MyPillow.com. Dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, a whole lot of things. The best in cotton for those Giza Dream sheets, the flannel sheets they have. I mean, this is fabulous stuff. A great time to buy things that you need for your home. Go to the catalog at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS. All right? That's that scoop. 10 before the hour, all the scoops here on the Good Day program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You won't have a good day if you're going to this movie. It'll scare the hell out of you and you won't sleep for a week unless you're Chuck Curry and Jay Kirshner, who love this sort of thing. But if I were to see it, I'm sure I wouldn't sleep for a month. All right, Chucker, bring us into this exciting celebration.
That's a theme to Silence of the Lambs, which was released this day, February 14, 1991, in theaters. Became a big hit. Won all 5 major Oscars, including Best Picture, Director, Best Actor, Anthony Hopkins, one of the great characters of all time, and Hannibal Lecter. And Jodie Foster was awesome as Clarice Starling. I cannot think of a better movie to watch on Valentine's Day than Silence of the Lambs.
Of course. That's perfect, Chucker. No wonder you have such a romantic, wonderfully wonderful romantic life. Let's get to
on the couch with my cat, but that's a
story. I know you do. Cillian Murphy said he had fun making Red Eye with Rachel McAdams.
That's a lot of fun. That movie.
I don't think it's a good movie, though. He said, "Well, I don't know that much about." That was a movie that was made like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
It was a Wes Craven movie. I mean, listen, it's basically sort of a really fun B movie, but it's really good. And Wes Craven.
Why is he talking about that
Nightmare
now
on Elm Street? Maybe he asked him in an interview. Like a lot of times when people interview, they'll ask you questions about prior work that you had to make it more expansive. So they probably said, you know, what was it like working with Rachel McAdams on and director Wes Craven on Red Eye? And he probably answered the question. So I never saw the movie.
I don't remember knowing Cillian Murphy, who he was. I certainly know who Rachel McAdams is.
Right.
And so it's interesting that he's going back. What other movies has Cillian Murphy been in?
Well, he played the Scarecrow in Chris Nolan's Batman Begins. He was in 20 Days Later, which was a zombie film directed by Danny Boyle, End of the World, but it's a really good film. He's been around for a long time.
Zombie movies are great. The End of the World.
Yes.
All right, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Movie for you.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, Leonardo DiCaprio got right into things, the comings and goings of people in Africa. He donated a new well while he was filming Blood Diamonds down in Africa. I didn't know DiCaprio's now 59 years old. Yeah.
How long? Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah, right. I don't know why that's a... That movie's been... how long ago was that movie? That movie's been out for quite a while, right? It was in 2006, I think.
Almost 20 years old, 18 years old.
Yeah, right. I wonder why he's talking about that now. Is that another one of these things, like he's being interviewed to promote something and that comes out of the interview?
Maybe. But it could be, or maybe something specific about that part of the world that they asked him a question on.
I got By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. But I got a good one here.
Oh, okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio with donating money for those wells, that was under the radar. It's only just now coming out that he had done all of that while he was there.
Yeah. All right, what else you got, Chucker?
The Deadpool Wolverine trailer, which had 32nd spot during the Super Bowl, the whole trailer went online a few minutes later. 365 million views in 24 hours. That's the most views ever for a trailer. Even though superhero genre is sort of petering out, this one's going to do well. It opens in July. Madam Web, by the way, has gotten horrible reviews, and tracking is getting lower and lower. I hate to be negative on movies, but I think that was an ill-advised project.
What's the name of the movie?
Madam Web?
Yes,
it's in the Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man. Dakota Johnson is a star. Sony Pictures released it. They held reviews until one day before it came out in theaters, which is today, which is never a good sign. And then the reviews came out, they're terrible. Word of mouth won't be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you can't hit a home run all the time.
No.
Some of these people, these actors and actresses, do great jobs in great films, and sometimes they just have a mediocre day and a mediocre movie.
I agree.
It is down on the farm. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments here on Good Day, coming out in 59 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.